Well, so far we really have not seen much in the evidence of sabotage of key transit areas. I mean, in the case of Egypt, at this juncture, the primary oil market concerns relate to ensuring continuous operations at the Suez Canal and the Sumed pipeline, which connect the Red Sea and the Mediterranean. And to date, we haven't seen much evidence of work stoppages or strikes or efforts to sabotage either of these key transit areas. And, the belief is that the Egyptian military is going to make every effort to ensure that oil and gas cargoes pass through unimpeded.
That being said, and statements from officials, Egyptian officials, saying that the Suez Canal is running smoothly, operations have not been affected. Are there concerns in the global energy markets about the long-term stability of the canal and the shipments through there?
Yeah, I think there are concerns, and I think that's why you have seen oil prices push past $100 per barrel. The other is probably just the fear in the region of losing some stability in the region, which is home to the world's majority of oil reserves.
Well, let's turn to that specifically. You've recently wrote that Iraq's top oil official, Hussein al-Shahristani, has been warning of a possible domino effect. And you quote him as saying this: "I don't think this is going to be limited to countries that we have witnessed in the last month or so." What do you think he's really saying here?
I think he's really saying that this could really go in 100 different ways, to be perfectly honest. I don't think anyone really has any clue precisely where it's going to stop or where it's going to spread to next. I will say that the big oil producing countries may be in better position to sort of quell unrest.
How do you think these events are going to be felt in world capitals, particularly, for example, let's start in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I think Washington, D.C. is probably back in the democracy promotion game. You obviously saw the Iraq War was part of that. And we also saw, a push for elections in Gaza, but that brought about the election of Hamas, and then pushing for elections in Lebanon, which brought in Hezbollah. So, in terms of democracy promotion, you have to sort of be careful what you wish for. The United States is kind of in a tricky position here, because as much as you want to push democracy reform, you really can't argue with the results after the votes come in.
Well, let's go to another world capital. At the other end of the world, Beijing. China does not seem to be very interested in democracy promotion. However, they are clearly interested in maintaining and expanding their access to energy markets. Do you think that there might be something of an Asian oil shock coming, given what's been happening in the Middle East?
Well, obviously, in China, India, and the Asian economies, that's what's really driving oil demand in the oil markets today. The more that they are going to need oil and gas, they're going to be going to the major source of it, which is the Middle East. Having said that, the Chinese generally don't let politics interfere with business, and they're active in some countries where the U.S. would not like to see them active: Iran, Sudan, countries mm-hmm. like that. So I think they'll continue to go about securing oil and gas reserves where needed.
Paul Maroli, thank you for the time.
Thanks for having me.